On this Tuesday, Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. We're getting a little rainfall here, maybe a little bit more than that. That's coming courtesy of Crystal Ball, but sounds like you got some really unique weather after being warm there in your part of the world in Wyoming.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a really big contrast across the United States. It started this weekend with a cold, wet storm system hitting the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies. And then last night, we saw snow down to 6,500 feet across Colorado, across Wyoming, closed Interstate 80 for a long time overnight and early this morning. Just an indication that, yeah, you know, it's not officially summer yet, and this cold system that's coming out of the Rockies is actually going to head into the Midwest and merge with the remnants of Crystal Ball, and we're going to be looking at more rain headed towards the Midwest and the Great Lakes and parts of the Northern Plains because of these systems coming together.
How much rainfall and when?
Well, it looks like the Northwest Corn Belt is going to see the heaviest moisture. This would be Iowa, parts of Missouri, Wisconsin, Minnesota. There's going to be 2 to 4 inches of rain here over the next week or so with the system moving through. Now, after that, it does look a little bit drier. But we continue to see ample opportunities for most of the central and eastern United States to see more opportunities for rain. That's where most of the action is going to be, although I think the heaviest moisture will be in the northern and western areas of the belt.
Last week, some of the models suggested that the summer would be hot and wet, or at least very warm and wet. Is that what you're seeing for the rest of June?
Boy, for the rest of June, it does look warmer. I do think that after the system moves through, because it will cool things off, that it does look like we are going to have a warmer pattern, but there's no signature that we see, no tendency that we see in our long-range charts of getting hot and dry. More than anything, I think the precipitation and temperatures as we go into the end of June, into July, into August, more often than not, will be trending pretty close to normal.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.